Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Used to spend my nights out in barrooms. Liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You're as smooth.
Shoot 360. Gonna make your jump shot so smooth. That's what they do. Technology out there is the same technology that Steph, Clay, and others around the NBA swear by. In some cases, NBA teams have the setups installed at their practice facilities. So, if you've got a son or daughter that wants to get serious about the game, basketball outside of practice hours, get a membership out of Shoot 360. They're going to love it and get better at the same time. That's good for everybody. Shoot 360, 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
My wife and I have been talking about, well, we're going to have Chris in this week. You got to plan out that summer schedule because you got to base your schedule around it. Where are you going to have your kids this summer? Well, if they want to get better for next school season, maybe they're headed to the fourth or the fifth grade, past that TCAP, hopefully, and they're heading on up. Want to get it better for the season, had them out at Shoot 360. They can take care of it. It's not just the equipment. They've got the development coaches, the weight training, so the whole program. Your kid's going to get better. Birthday party, you can have that out there as well. Going to have a lot better time there than one of these entertainment centers. You're dropping off all that money for them tokens, them kids right back at you. Want some more tokens. Waiting in lines. Not going to do that at Shoot 360. Take over the place or a couple of courts. You can have your way. Bunch of great membership options as well. It's the future basketball training in Memphis. The future's now at Shoot 360. Need to go see them at 85 Market Center Drive in Cairo.
All right, so Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Ja Morant shoes and the Grizzlies and the NBA playoffs and other things, as we always do. But look, there is a I don't know how to sort of put it, but a difference of opinion or, you know, we'll just go there. A difference of opinion on how the Ja 1 Hunger shoes were released and the distribution plan. We talked about this last week when we noticed that they were taken off of the website, the Nike website, not off the sneakers app, but off of the Nike website. And DeMichael Cole reported today that they were not available at your local retailers, as Ja ones have been in the past. I don't know what the numbers were. I don't know how many pairs that these retailers got, but they were there too, on top of being online. And in this particular case, according to Michael Cole, that was not the case.
Yeah, I'm reading from his story. But availability was scarce in the city. I mentioned that they were sold and sold out quickly on the sneakers app, like we talked about. But availability was scarce in the city. The Memphis Grizzly Star calls home to several local retail stores that received the previous two versions of Morant's new shoe line had yet to get the Ja 1 Hunger model. I mean, what is clear to me is that it's not the normal release. Mm-hmm. What we don't know, for those that want to say, well, we told you so, they were going to release, they never took them off, we never know what the initial plan was. Was there a schedule to release more of them?
Right.
What is clear is that they're a very limited release here. And was that a change, you know? Was that a pulling back after what Ja did? We can't say that. But what's clear is this is not like the normal shoe drops for Ja. It hasn't been promoted in the same way. And so there's, you know, again, a scaling back. Wall Street Journal has wrote about it and called it rocky, the release of these today. So And you got some shoe stores that have bowed out, like Finish Line or Hibbett Sports.
Look, I don't think there's any other way to frame that. I mean, it is a walking back.
It's a limited release. It looks like a scaled back release, as I asked Drew. But like you said, you can't pin that down and say it when you don't know what the initial plan was.
Could it have always been intended to be this way?
But why was the plan with all those other shoes, right, where you had more in terms of what you released, the plan here was to just always release 3,000? Right. That doesn't seem likely, especially with the way these things are going.
No, I agree with that, too. I mean, I think just common, you know, arithmetic would tell you that they decided – either didn't produce as many, or, you know.
The promotion of it was the biggest difference.
Right.
Like, no, then Nike wasn't even talking about it.
Well, and
they weren't promoting it in the same way they did the other colorways.
And I would say, you know, listen, it's to me, expected. I mean, given the storm that Ja Morant has put himself in and the turmoil here. I mean, how can you possibly promote it? How can you, you know, do that right now? You can't. I mean, he's put Nike, that's why we talked about this. He is, what we can all agree on without a shadow of a doubt, is he has put Nike in a very uncomfortable position, because they want to sell his shoes. They have a drop scheduled, but they really can't go out here promoting the drop of the shoe because of his decision making here. So, you know, that, and that's what you really can't do if you're a signature athlete. You know, you just can't be putting your company in a tough spot like that. And I think that's, they probably, my speculation would be, hey, if we didn't drop the shoe at all, it would make a big fuss. So let's contain it to whatever we've got, and we'll just do it that way, and we'll revisit the rest of the lineup after we figure out what's going to happen with the NBA and Ja. Yeah.
From the Michael Story, employees at Nike, Foot Locker, and Hibbett Sports at the Southland, Wolf Chase, and or Oak Court Malls told the Commercial Appeal on Thursday they did not have the latest Ja ones in stock. A local Hibbett, these are places where they were the first time. A local Hibbett Sports manager said they were supposed to get the Hunger shoes, but they were put on hold pending Morant's status.
Interesting. Well, there you go. It's pretty definitive there that they did not get them, and they were told they were going to get them, so...
I tried. I mean, the ones that were available, we don't know what the amount was. It looks like it was a limited amount, but they went fast. I mean, and forget minutes, essentially seconds. You were in the line pending, and most of us didn't get them.
Right.
And there are very few got 'ems posted. Typically, the sneakerheads that get them off these apps will post that got 'em that you get from Nike when the shoes have come through. Your place in line is secured. You've taken your money. There are a few of those. Looks like the bots came in and got the few that were available.
Yeah. Well,
that's why these things are going to be worth a probably nice little penny.
Realistically, like, I don't remember when the Midnights dropped.
They have too many colorways done to stop. This is not stopping.
Yeah.
What it makes a lot of sense to do, though, is you wait. You don't make a statement until you know what the punishment from the NBA is going to be, and you can move forward. Again, Nike was very quick that first time after Ja's initial, you know, Instagram post, all that, to come for, you know, to come to his defense and say, we appreciate the accountability, we appreciate the steps he's taking. And in this case, clearly, they're going the other, we're going to wait and see. Let's wait till we see the punishment, then go from there. That's what it looks like to me. And with this, to your point, you're right, you raise more antenna in terms of more questions. Well, have you stopped with Ja? Have you cut it off if you don't drop some of the shoe at all? If you don't put a few out today.
Yeah, you have to just go through with it. It is what it is. It's
they haven't said it, respond to questions. It's crazy how, you know, usually Nick DePaul, all those guys be all over what they're doing, everything else, when they could. All that's been so shrouded in mystery. I think it's just a place where they're standing to pat until they know what they're looking at from the NBA.
Yeah. Either way, that's the latest here with Josh Shue. We'll see. Is there another colorway that we know of, by the way? Like, has there been one announced that we just don't have a date for?
Like the next date? No, I think the rest of them just said spring, and then you got the ones in July. Your scratches. Well, no, the Midnights, it says spring 2023, not a date. Your scratches were supposed to be released sometime spring 2023. The next hard date on one of these is July 3rd. The Ember glows. It's some pink ones, you see.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
you had some others that were scheduled for a spring release.
Yeah, you showed me the mismatch joints, right?
Yeah, these. Yeah.
Are those the white joints? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? They were like white and silver.
Oh, yeah. Those are a little bit further down, these.
Yeah, those. I like those. But we'll see, like, when those
hit. Yeah, these are the light smoke gray. They're due. Those have a hard release date of August 11th.
Right. What about the chimneys? We never saw the chimneys go up for release. The ones he wore on right after the Christmas Day, the pink joints, light purple. Those never hit the market.
Oh, these EYBL ones?
No, not those. There was chimney, like, and it had like up we go up the chimney.
You're talking about the family trivias.
No, those are the ones that nobody wants. I'm talking about these, man. These joints right here. Remember these? He wore them.
No, I don't. I'd forgotten he wore those. I hadn't even seen those on here.
Those are the ones I wanted.
That colorway is not out, and that is not the EYBL
version.
It says,
we ain't ducking no smoke on the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are the ones. Them and the Midnights are the ones that I wanted the most.
Yeah, don't even have a picture of those on these. And this has been pretty accurate in terms of the release dates and everything.
Yeah, excuse me. But
what are those called? Up the chimney?
Chimneys, yeah.
Just, okay.
Those are the ones I need, bro. Those are the ones I might not wear. The chimney ones with the quote on the back.
My day one is just dropping in value.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be worth $80 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. They're the half days, half day ones. It's like last day of school.
Man, they'll go back up. We'll give them to Chris. He'll have them when he's an old man. Say, so, I wore these on Christmas.
Yes.
And they're still worth $90.
There you go, man. There you go. Anyway, that's the hey, you know, it is part of the story. The shoe piece of this and the endorsement piece of this is a big part of the Ja Morant story, right?
Well, you just replaced somebody that got dropped.
Exactly.
Now you're in a position where they're having to pause it or scale back or whatever y'all want to call it.
Exactly.
It's crazy. Yeah. Nike's in there with rubbing their heads, man. We're going to get one that just doesn't give us any issues.
Yeah. Of course, Ja has made it harder for Nike. Like, that's not a controversial opinion at all.
Particularly because, John, so much of the marketing campaign has been with kids all over it.
Yes. Yes,
you got Adam Silver saying, "Oh, the guy's got tens of millions of kids following him. This is irresponsible."
Yeah,
so you're right. He's put him in a tough spot.
Yeah,
everybody is.
Jeff Coggs will join us at 125. Talk to him about all this and more. Stick around, Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always new women, gotta keep a balance. The girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge. I've been counted out so many times I couldn't count it. Funny how now my accountant is having trouble trying to count it. To the people that think that I owe you.
Bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports, my go-to app. And the good news for you is if you haven't signed up yet, first off, shame on you. But we're going to actually reward you if you have it. Superbook is offering up to $250 with their first bet bonus. All you got to do to get it is use promo code Martin. That's my last name, M-A-R-T-I-N. Finally got a promo code over here. Win or lose, they will match your first bet up to $250 with promo code Martin. All you got to do is go to superbook.com for terms and conditions or download the Superbook Tennessee app in the App Store. Enter promo code Martin and you'll get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. Gambling problem, call 1-800-
gambler. That line is, in some spots now, moved to 9, Jason. So the number continues to inflate.
And money coming on in on Boston, isn't it?
It is.
They believe in you and Jason Tatum.
The market has loved Boston every game of this series, and they have only been right once. So take that for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. The market does not have a good feel on this Heat team.
I feel better about the Celtics winning tonight if you didn't tell me Jaylen Brown going to show up. Is he going to be better?
I doubt it, man.
Some people think it's his arm.
He's
twisted
hurt.
Up and when he went down in the lane.
Yeah.
Who was it that kicked him and caught it, though? I can't remember right now.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but he has not been good at all. Jaylen Brown has not.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason Tatum has, thankfully. So he'll have to carry him again. He'll have to average, he'll probably have to have 35 tonight, honestly. But he can do it.
Grant Williams going to get in Jimmy face tonight?
I think he will. I think he's
– Oh, okay.
I think he's – Look, Grant.
I have liked the way he's responded to that. I'm messing around a little bit.
He's made some shots.
He has not backed down one bit, maybe in terms of saying vocally, but the way he's playing, he's been all in Jimmy's chest when they've played.
Yeah, no doubt. I give him credit for that. Young player, too. I mean, he's only been in the league for a few years.
Well, and a team has needed some fire, and he's brought some.
Yeah. Either way, Celtics now 9 at some spots tonight against the Heat. Number's getting big. At some point, it's like, okay, what number would I not take the Heat at? Would I not take them at 10? Would I not take them at 11? I mean, come on, we got to be realistic here. Either way, should be a fun Game 5 tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jeff Cox is going to join us when we come back, talk to him about all this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And more. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Columnist over at the Daily Memphian. How many Ja 1s do you own, sir?
I don't have a Ja 1 as of yet. I'm still waiting.
Swing and a miss this morning, eh, amigo?
No, I didn't. I didn't even. I'll be honest.
Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't even know about the Ja 1s dropping. And now I get it. People are fighting about whether they were dropping, were not dropping, are dropping, or not dropping.
They dropped.
Whether you report they dropped, did not drop.
Who showed more restraint?
You know what I suggest? I suggest you get out. You people get outside and take a deep breath and enjoy the day. It's beautiful out.
Why don't you tell people what you told me to do?
What did I tell you to do? I don't know what I told you to do.
You said, have a burger.
Have a burger, yeah. I did. I texted, have a burger. Yeah, go out and have a burger. Absolutely. I think I'll be honest. It feels like Friday to me.
Would you say have a burger from Dan? Because Jason would say that Jason would not recommend that because he says
they're perfect for y'all.
He says they're just a little raw.
Wait. Was that today?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, Jeff. It's tomorrow.
Oh, God, I didn't think so. Damn.
He wouldn't miss, his man would not miss a free burger.
He's cooking tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know. I was surprised, I'll be honest. With Odyssey, the stock price isn't great. So are they going to cut back on the condiments this year for the Memorial Day barbecue?
There is. I don't think there is a stock
off
price
radio
right
stations.
Now.
Are they selling off radio stations? There goes FM 100. What are we doing? Is that going to pay for the burgers?
Yeah, there is no stock price, bro. It's, I don't think you can buy anymore.
Anyway, no, I don't have my jowls. What do you think of these hunger ones? The hunger ones. How do you feel about them?
They look like Spider-Man's for me. Like I'm not. They're not my favorite.
No.
No.
Let me ask you a question. I know you started doing Orange Theory.
Yeah, literally yesterday. So.
What is the theory? Like, why is it named Orange Theory? What does that mean?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I founded the company. I don't like. You think?
I presume when you sign up to get fit through Orange Theory, there must be like, is there a theory? What does Orange have to do with it?
The whole thing is orange. So when you like the room is orange. Like it's like.
Walk in and it's orange.
It's orange.
Like you're in ball country.
Yes, but it's like the light is the lights are orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's an orange room.
Okay.
You know, and then like the walls are orange and like everything's orange. Yeah, I don't know what the theory is. I think the theory is if you do it, you'll probably lose weight.
That's the theory. The theory is if you sweat your ass off, you're gonna lose weight.
Yeah, and it is intense, man. I mean, it is. There ain't no doubt about that, dude. It's 60 minutes, 30 straight minutes on a treadmill. That's a lot, bro. That's a lot. Like I thought, like okay, I play pickup, cardiovascularly, I'll be. Oh God, I was dying. But you know what?
Funny thing to say, though. Like, you sign up, you pay this money, whatever it is, once a month, and they put you on a treadmill, and they say, okay, run for half an hour. Like, you could do that on your own, right?
Yes, you could. But it's like, you know,
But you wouldn't. No, I subscribe
you're,
to that.
You're right.
I
you're only, pay, the accountability that you're is what you're really paying
I get
for.
It. That's why I do whatever I do. Yeah. I need someone to tell me what to do. It's better exactly. off.
You know, the reason why you feel like you didn't miss anything, Jeff, on these shoes is because they're mismatched in color. One shoe is red and the other one is blue. And here's the interesting thing about that. Like, the kids are doing that now. They love to wear the mismatched shoes during games and everything else. But as a grown man, which these shoes, they didn't do a kid's version. These are all the adult version. So they're being sold to adults. A grown man being able to pull off a mismatched tennis shoe, that's tough. That's why I thought they might as well market these hungers to the kids because that's who likes to wear the You would not wear a mismatched tennis shoe just like I wouldn't wear a mismatched tennis shoe, I don't believe, right?
That is correct. Yeah. I don't believe I'd wear a mismatched tennis shoe. But I'll be honest, when I saw the last one, the water battle one,
yep.
They seemed kind of child. I don't mean this in a bad way. They just seemed kind of playful and childlike too.
Those were for kids only. They did not make an adult version of those. Yes, they did not make an adult version of the water battles. Those are, to your point, they did look kid because they were for kids only. Yep. Strangely, they didn't make for kids. They made these in adults, which the kids are who love wearing the mismatched shoes. So we're still all trying to figure out Nike.
I think in the end, the reason why anyone paid attention to. Hey, there's the phenomenon of the shoes, all of that. But then there's the separate question of what is happening with Nike and Ja, and can we read the tea leaves through the shoes by seeing what's happening with the shoes? And are we now to believe that because these were released today, that everything is – I don't have an opinion on this. This is not my area of expertise. That everything is fine with Ja and Nike and shoes?
Well, Wall Street Journal has written about it. DeMichael Cole of Commercial Appeal has now written about it. These shoes are not available in places that they had been, and they were not promoted in the same way. So, Jeff, I think
they are still available.
There were a few that were. They're gone now. We don't know how many. It appears a limited number were made available, but that I would deduce, and I think you can safely do it, that this was a scaled-back release. I think even Drew would say that at this point.
Yeah, I have no opinion, and I don't know that Drew's particularly invested in it one way or another. It's interesting. There were shoes released today, but we are surmising, but don't have any absolute proof that it was a scaled back release. Is that the idea?
Other than Nike's not saying anything. So that's the only person that would actually be able to tell us 100%.
And the retail stores that thought
Nike,
they were
okay, and is Nike and but Nike. You may be able to discern. I am not particularly up on the shoe game. So, take your original Ja ones. Was Nike outselling those? Where were they available? Those available that these are not available?
Like Hibbett and Finish Line,
all the retail. Those. Yeah.
And all the other shoes before these shoes were available at Hibbett and Finish Line and whatever else?
Yeah, not just on Sneakers app. Yes, they were available for the time that, you know, that they before they sold out. Yes. You could get in line in Memphis stores and
including
buy
Water
shoes.
Battle.
Yeah, Water Battle was one, I think, too. You get, I ordered mine off the Nike app. I think you get Water Battle in a local store. So it was different.
Do we really, so let's say that Nike is, let's surmise that Nike is pulling back. I imagine Nike would have had, if Nike wanted to, do you think Nike could have kiboshed the release of these at all? Presumably, right?
Well, our thing was, do you want to make that much more of a fuss about it? If you took them off and didn't do it completely, that would be like a whole story. Nike pulls out of Ja 1 release. So
they've kind of left it shrouded in mystery.
What do you gain by doing a quote-unquote limited Ja 1 release?
Well, that you've said nothing. You've done the drop, and people are confused.
No one can say your relationship with Ja, right?
Why not do the full release? Also, no one can say
because you can't promote. You can't promote Ja right now. So Nike's in a very difficult position, Mr. Calkins.
No, I get that. Would it be bad for Ja? I mean, it would make Ja unhappy. I'll ask you this. Would it be the worst thing for the world if Nike said, screw Ja? It'd be bad for Ja.
I mean, yeah, it'd be bad for Ja. And I mean, it would be good for me.
It'd be bad for his happiness.
As someone who has two pairs, like those would be collectors.
It would be good for you because you have two pairs.
But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't want Ja to lose everything. I don't want him to have to lose everything, you know?
No, I don't either. You do imagine, who knows? I was talking about, like, one of the things that you're talking about with Ja on my show, and Jeffrey and I have starkly different opinions about Ja. I fundamentally, and it doesn't make me a better human being at all. Like, you know, Jeffrey may be right. I'm sort of been treating it from a place of compassion. Like, I think Ja is struggling. Jeffrey, and I don't mean to misrepresent him, but he's like, how many people wouldn't give their eye teeth to swap places with him? And he's just going to have to look around sometime and say, this is an opportunity I don't want to blow. I agree with all of that, but that presumes that he's a rational actor. If he were a rational actor, he wouldn't have already made the choices that he would have made, that he's made, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is it enough to just say, you have these things in front of you. You're being an idiot to act the way you are, so act right and just assume he will? Because I don't necessarily know at this point whether he's a rational actor.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, like he's clearly not, you know, making the most logical choices. So it's hard to say, okay, well, if Ja were logical, right? Because he hasn't been to this point. That's what we're waiting for.
If he's just being stubborn, if he's just totally 100%, you know, mentally sound and whatever else, and it's just being stubborn, it's just say, F you people, I'm going to do what I want. Well, then I would not have much compassion, right? It doesn't feel like to me, none of us know, but it doesn't feel like to me that's exactly what's going on any more than, there are lots of people in this world who have everything going for them. For Ja, it's $200 million contract, the ability to dunk a basketball, Nike deal, all of that. And you're like, Ja, you moron, why are you acting like this, right? Well, I mean, the example I brought up today was, and again, it's more extreme, but it's Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain, travel writer, gets to travel around the country, eat food, whatever else, do anything he wants, and he heads off into the great beyond by his own, you know, accord. Like, well, Anthony Bourdain, what are you thinking here? That's stupid. You had people aren't rational all the time, you know? And I do think that Nike is one of the levers, I guess, that there is that might get Ja to change the way he lives his life in important ways. Maybe one of the most important levers, don't you think? I think it's beyond, like, his family and then the paycheck originally. I bet Nike's one of the things that matters most to him. So I guess I hope that it is being used as a lever to get him to, you know, fly right. I don't know.
Did you appreciate the sheriffs going out there yesterday?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. Like, I mean, I was talking to a therapist friend who...
A therapist friend, huh?
Yeah, and a therapist friend. And she said that she would have... it's not like people are like thought I was the craziest thing to do a wellness check. She said if she had, as a therapist, had gotten texts from someone or seen a client who had done that, she would have done a wellness check. Not necessarily go to the sheriff's first. Like you might have said, mm-hmm. okay, who do you have an emergency contact number? Or who do you have? Maybe I'll contact them and, you know, do a wellness check. But like if that sequence of messages pops up on someone texts you that, or someone, whatever, a client of yours, that it would be natural to be concerned about that. So I don't think it was I don't think the sheriffs are out there making sure everybody on Twitter is happy all the time. So was it a special, did Ja get different treatment because he's Ja? Sure. I think that's why the sheriffs noticed it to begin with, but I don't think it was so crazy overreaction to check in on him, given the nature of the tweets. That is not something that someone tweets when they're signing off, just when they're just signing off from Instagram. Like, I've seen people sign off from Instagram. Mm-hmm. I've seen people sign off from Twitter. And here's what they say. They say, I hate Twitter. It's become a cesspool. I'm signing off for 6 months. That's what they say. They don't say, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. Like, that's not where you...
I agree with that, totally.
That's not how you sign off of social media.
So
I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he wasn't signing off on social media. It's not how you do it.
Right, no doubt. Now, just real quick, this therapist friend of yours that you just referenced...
We've talked to her. We've talked about her before. Claire, what about Claire?
I'm just saying, does she know she's just a friend? That's all I'm asking. Does she know?
No, she knows.
Okay.
She knows she's more than a friend, John,
okay,
as you well know.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, if I came on here and I said...
I've talked about it as
Sam,
more than
my
a
roommate.
Friend in other circumstances, but here I wanted to point... I just wanted to refer to the professional qualifications of the therapist.
Well, you can do so, and it'd still be somebody that's
right,
special
that's fine.
To you.
My girlfriend, who's a therapist...
Bam!
I was literally talking to her about it.
Stop crying for me! Bang! Bang! Splash!
You
smash down
the
there!
Time
smash!
Come up.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think it is on our show.
It may be the first time she's come up on your show. That may be.
Do you prefer Mike Breen's bang, bang, or do you prefer like the Spiro? How do you say it? Dedis? I don't know how you say his last name, but he says something more like splash. Which do you prefer, Jeff?
No, I would like every time that she's mentioned, I'd like you to do ring it up and put three on the board.
Oh,
that'd be okay.
E money.
You know? Yeah, or bango. I try to keep it local. Bango, ring it up, put three in the more. Or I, you know what you could do?
Rimming.
No, what's the sign off?
That's what Wolo does. Wolo does the rimming, doesn't he?
Rimming doesn't do rimming when it's going in. That's not what he says.
Wait, sometimes
it
does. Sometimes it does.
Does Wolo have a call? I'm literally at every. I'm either at every Memphis Tiger game or I'm watching it on TV.
Right.
So I don't hear Wolo's call of Memphis Tiger basketball.
I don't think Wolo has the patented, you know.
Right, but I do. I'm not at every Grizzlies game. Sometimes I'm just driving around in Grizzlies games, so I hear.
Right. Yes.
I certainly see the telecast of Grizzlies games, so I hear Pete.
Yes.
But I don't hear. I've heard Dave's radio show, and I've heard his football, because I'm not at every sometimes road football game. I'll listen to his football broadcast, but I don't know Dave's radio calls particularly. Sometimes I listen to the post-game show because I want to hear what Penny has to say.
Exactly.
But I don't. Excellent post-game show. No complaints about the post-game show. Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby's over. You like that? I don't think that would fit a romance.
That was to your single life.
That was to the end of the last one, right?
Well, yeah, to the last one, not forever, eh, amigo? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Things are going great, folks. You got it. Quit getting into Jeff's DMs. He's off the market. Seriously, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Congrats, Jeff. And thank you,
therapist friend.
I'm glad you're happy. That's the main thing. Like, you want people to be happy.
I'm just gonna start calling my wife my teacher friend. You know, my teacher friend says she's just had enough to hear.
This segment has become intolerable. The grief that I take on this segment has become
people, I'm just saying, like, for me, like, that was, I was sticking up for Claire in that situation.
Well, I appreciate that. She can stick up for herself.
But she's not here, unless she's here.
She's a Division I athlete, man.
That's right.
Ooh.
Jeff got him a D1.
D1 athlete.
Let's go. Let's go.
That's right, baby. Look out. Jeff Calkins on the prowl.
She played at Austin Peay.
Okay.
She played basketball at Austin Peay. And she do you remember – well, so, Van, do you remember there's
she's a governor.
Woman who played – there's a woman who – no. Yeah, she's a governor, right? She is a governor. Yeah, let's go Peay. She's a Vanderbilt used to have this seven-footer. She may not have been seven-footer, but she seemed like a seven-footer. They probably still do. Named Heidi Gillingham. Heidi Gillingham was a All-American monstrous player, tremendous talent, etc. And like Vanderbilt would schedule Austin Peay, you know. And
what did Claire do
to get the W? What?
What did Claire do? Did she have 20 against that seven-footer?
No, she got totally. She said she was resorted to just making loud noises, you know, like, and she said her teammate intentionally fouled herself up.
I like it. That's strategy. Jeff, thank you as always.
Her teammate said, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm fouling myself out and getting the hell out of here.
Well, make like her teammate and get the hell out of here.
We'll have to get Claire on the air, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. No question.
We'll ask her to tell that story.
Thanks, Jeff.
Some point. See y'all. Bye.
Yep. Here's Jeff Calkins. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show. Come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, Arturn FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
We got game five tonight of Celtics and Heat. Again, that number right now around 9.5, 9. So I'm just hoping for a good clean game, Jason, that the Celtics win by 10.
Me too.
Or nine.
I hope you're wrong.
I've got eight. I've got eight.
Come in here and be right tomorrow, and you're wrong. Be a good way to start a Friday.
No, it really would not be a good way to start the Friday. It would really be a good way to, if we do it the opposite way.
Send you off to Serbia.
You'd be wrong, and that's that on that. I got to go party with the Jokic family, in Serbia after that. Anyway, it's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jeff Calkins. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us on the show. Gianna and Jeff are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.